Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back once again.
The illustrious Wash Gods.
Yeah, yeah. The abominable. The abominable. Wash Gods. I don't really know what abominable means, man. I don't know why that was like such a catchy term in the 50s, but.
Motherfuckers wanted to be snowmen so bad. Man.
I can abominable. See from the
stands. I can everybody, every boxer wanted to be a snowman. I can hear
them all cheering. And I ain't mad at that.
A thousand nicknames.
Shout out Jeezy. Yeah. We are back once again. This is episode 94, I believe. Spirit of 94. Yeah. Episode 94. We are the Wash Guys. Wash never washed up.
Wash never washed up. I am Sean Luke Picard.
And I am Draft.
It's another one in the books, baby. Feels good to be back. I can say that honestly. I know we talked about saying that far too often. In the earlier episode, but now it's kind of one of the things that rings true to form. It's cool, man. I enjoy being back in the rhythm, especially since a like 6 month hiatus. Like it's cool to be in the pocket again.
Yeah, niggas in my pocket for sure. nah, it's cool to stay consistent. Yeah, man. I guess work is the work, man. As they say, man, just do the work or some shit. So
I said Jim Jones, like quote that's going around. Like, consistency is going to beat talent every time. Consistency beats motivation. That's it. They play that same soft guitar music that they play on TikTok. Jim Jones sitting there talking to. I'm gonna say Flex. We'll talk about you later, Flex.
Yeah. Shout out to Master Flex. I don't know, man. I've heard that. Heard that shit forever, man. I don't like that narrative being passed around. Like, I get the idea of it, but I don't know, man.
Anti-grab strikes again.
Just don't like it, man. Stop telling kids they don't need to be talented to do things. Like, that's why everything is so shitty right now.
That is that's an argument to be had.
Like, no. You need to be talented. The talented will still beat you. I don't give a fuck how hard you work. We got to start instilling that again. Sometimes you're just not lucky enough to be talented. And that's okay, bro. Mm. Fuck the hard work. I hate when niggas work hard to get something, bro.
Do what you good at.
Yeah. Why do we need hardworking rappers? Like, thank God Jim Jones worked hard, because that sounds good.
Jim Jones, you got 24 hours to respond.
Nigga, I want to hear naturally talented people. I don't give a fuck about some nigga who works hard.
This shit going to be crazy. It's going to be Dipset and Wash Guys fighting in a Longhorn Steakhouse.
Me, I ain't fighting this hardworking ass nigga. Like, what's to be proud about of that? Like, nigga, that shit's not cool, bro. Stop working hard, bro. Just be good at what you do. What about that? That's crazy. What if a nigga was actually good at what he did? Yeah, man. I hate that idea. I've heard that shit for so long. Like, I get it that talent should work hard. But stop telling untalented niggas to keep going. Like, y'all don't understand the other side of that comment. Like, we don't need untalented niggas to work hard. We just need them to do.
It's one of those buzz phrases that people say because it.
It's not even buzz. It's just that most of the world isn't talented. So they connect to shit like that. Yeah, I'm not talented either. Maybe I can make it. We don't need to uplift these niggas, man. We need garbage men and shit, and that's okay, bro. Like, that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a garbage man. We don't need to tell this garbage man, bro, if you work hard enough, you'll be Jeff Bezos. Like, no.
I mean, yeah, but it was a point in time where Jim Jones was probably one of them niggas that was looking for a formula to make that shit shake.
Yeah, that's the problem. And now we got to keep hearing this nigga shit. Nah, I'm just fucking around. Nah, shout out Jimmy, man. Big fan.
Yeah, On My Way to Church is one of my favorite Dipset albums.
Yeah. Or some shit like that.
Yeah, how was your week, bro?
Week was shitty. Looks like I guess I'm about to move soon, so... about to go look at some cribs soon, so you know, I don't know, man. It's not really my wet spot. So yeah, it's not a thing I enjoy. So I don't know, man. Just figuring out what side of town I want to be on, and you know, budget, blah blah blah, life and shit. Yeah. But
sounds fun.
Yeah. yeah, so other than that, I don't know. Nigga just been cooler, man. Other than that, just, you know, work got pushed back to Thursday. I'm not saying what day it is, so now, but yeah, so yeah, man, it got pushed back, so still waiting. But other than that, yeah, I'm cooler.
What's up, man? Yeah, about the same. I ain't really been on anything. Still in this training class. Spent most of my day running back and forth between offices, like trying to get paperwork that was already done or supposed to already been done. And it just made me realize, like, why I'd be so stressed in that type of environment. Because I'll explain all the details to somebody, and they'll look at me like I spoke a completely different language. And then when I go to somebody else and I tell them what they told me, it's like they have no idea what I'm talking about. And it was that type of scenario over and over again consistently. Like, I would just see it, and I'd be like, I'm going to explain all these details so you get the full picture, so that way we don't have to double back. It's like, nah, you got to go back downstairs. It's like, fuck. Like, so I spent the better part of my day, like, trying not to get stressed over other people's inconsistencies. Like, it's just a lack of communication. I'm trying to fill in the blanks for somebody who's supposed to be filling in the blanks for me.
Yeah, it's such is life or some shit.
But other than that, the day was cool. I breezed through most of the training. A lot of that stuff is just, like, I realize they've gotten to a point where, like, the hiring process is the test. Like, if you can make it through this process, like, all right, we'll make it easy for you. Like, we'll make sure that you succeed. But a lot of the back and forth, the miscommunication, how willing you are to work with them, they ask all this information to you. And when you need instructions, they fail to give you the necessary details that make all the difference. So it's just like, man, I just got to get used to it. So I just kind of laughed at everything. We were sitting there. I'm sitting there with my fellow classmates in the training. I'm like, yeah, man, this shit feel like paying tribute. Everybody holding up their fingers like this Hunger Games. But yeah, that's pretty much been my week. I got to kick it with my homeboy Marcus. Shout out Matt. He had a barbecue this weekend. Him and his fiance. So I was kind of active and social. But my type of social now is just going to somebody's crib, like, or mine. Like,
yeah, that's plenty for me.
I'm staying local, bro. I don't want to go outside. I want to be seen.
Oh yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, about the job shit. I do think that's unique to America, like. The fact that we make, like, a hedge maze, like, for a nigga to, like, start a job. Like, that's so weird.
It made me feel like, yo, this is the definition of rat race. Because it's like, yo, we just running back and forth. All I'm doing is running back and forth. And I know what, I understand what you're saying, but, not you, but I'm talking about the people I'm communicating with. I was like, yo, I understand what you're saying, but, like, trust me as an individual of sound body and mind based on the fact that I'm here explaining this to you. With a certain amount of detail that I'm telling you the truth. Like, yo, I'm telling you the truth. I got to pull up stuff on my phone. I'm just like, man, y'all dropping the ball. Like, I shouldn't have to do this. But yeah, at the same time, you know, I just looked at it part of the process. And I was telling Vince, because he was giving me the rundown. I'm like, bro, they try so hard to turn you into a company man. It's scary. Like, it's so scary. Yeah, man, like, that's just kind of how this shit go. And I see it, like, this ain't a wash moment, but I often see how people don't have, and this ain't hating anybody who, like, has a 9-to-5 and they enjoy their job, but they don't have no outside hobbies. They don't have any ambition outside of just working that job. I remember dating this chick, and she was asking me one time, like, so what you gonna do when you finish rap? Like, what you gonna do when you finish rap? Like, it's not a finished thing. Like, I don't finish it. Like, you just do it. Like, what do you want to do as far as your job? Like, I want to work so that way I can survive. But, like, neither one of these things are, they're interdependent based on the money and the feeling. Like,
yeah.
Like, if I enjoy my job, I'm going to do it in a way that, like, reflects the fact that I'm enjoying it. I'm going to do it all the time. I'm going to be active and proactive in doing the things that come with having the responsibility of doing that job. And ideally, when you have a hobby, there's a balance. You figure out, like, all right, I can deal with this much anxiety and stress on this end in order to continue to do this, and figure out a way to monetize both if that's your goal, or just do both at a level where they sustain each other. But a lot of niggas don't have that. Like, a lot of niggas don't have that. And they end up being, like, the t-shirt wearing, cap having, like, I'm going to have shoes and t-shirts, airbrushed. Like, and I hate seeing that shit. It's like, man, it's like the nigga you go to the party with and he always doing backflips. Like, it's like, man, stop shucking and jiving for these folks. But I guess that's how companies are made.
Like you said, airbrush tees? Why?
They had...
I'm so confused.
They campaigning, bro. Like, you know? The airbrush tees are a nod to them being about the team. When you go to a black graduation and you see, like...
Oh, yeah. Those families with those tees.
With the airbrush tees. Like,
yeah, I got you.
I'm sorry if that metaphor was it was too far out there.
I mean, I had homeschool, bro. Yeah. I ain't go to my graduation, bro. I don't know what niggas be doing up there. Yeah, right, word. Man. But, nah, that's what's up. That's crazy. Yeah, nah, I mean, that is part of the game. I mean, I think it probably hits harder for you because you ain't been working retail and type shit. Like,
what, nigga?
Because retail is so company man based. Like, it's a lot of mantras, a lot of group meetings. Like, we had to do a monthly meeting where we sat down, talked about our feelings and shit.
That's cool. And I've realized, like, the balance is you go through that in the very beginning, but at a certain point, maybe like a month, 2 months in.
Like, man, like I said, we did that shit monthly, bro.
Somebody sit you down and be like, hey, bro, I see the look on your face.
And once a week, we had to check in with our coworkers.
You know, this is some bullshit, bro. I know it too. Yeah. But just ride this shit out, and we'll figure out how to monotonize this shit, capitalize off the fact that it's so monotonous just because. And that's your quit partner. Like, whenever you figure out a way out, it's usually the person who keeps you at work, like, bro, we can't do this today. But eventually, like, when they like, yo, bro, it's time to go, you look at them like, damn, bro, now I got to think about leaving too, hard. Because I'm not going to have no quit partner. I had quit partners at most of my jobs. Like, we just looking at each other like, bro.
I don't know, man. Like, most of the niggas that I should see that way is like, man, these, as you said, man, niggas be cooning, dog. Niggas just be saying shit. Like, nigga, you ain't about this life like me, bro. I fuck my whole life up for this shit. I hate when niggas be talking about this quitting shit, but don't really be about this life, nigga. Don't be having me out here looking crazy, bro. Like, if someone else is in here, like, and putting, like, showing that this shit isn't comfortable, and, like, you know, like, I won't look as crazy when I spaz out. But if you just, you keeping it cool the whole time and I'm mad and shit. But, yeah, man. yeah. They never really had quit partners, man. All these niggas be full of shit. I'm always the first one to quit, so. It is what it is. I don't remember what the fuck we was talking about.
We on a wash moment.
So oh, yeah. So, yeah. I guess my wash moment was just something simple. I was talking about this earlier. I was walking to the store. I don't know where the fuck I was going. But I was up this morning walking for some reason. That was a bad idea anyway. But anyway, well, actually, I hooped yesterday. It's a good runs. Some good-ass runs, man. I felt as close as to my normal self as far as like mobility wise as I ever felt, you know, in a 3-on-3. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? It got hot, hit a lot of shots. But anyway, woke up this morning, fucked up, stiff as a board and shit. So I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and get up and stretch and shit. Stretched, I felt even worse. I'm like, yeah, this isn't working, bro. It's just like pulling the muscles in places not ready to go. So I'm like, all right, man, I stretched. Should be good to at least take a little stroll around town, start walking. And I sneezed as I was walking, and my whole back went out. And I was just sitting there, like, on the sidewalk, just, like, really about to fall over, bro. I'm like, yeah. I had to grab on, like a stop sign and, like, try to use the pole to stretch and shit.
I picture you sneezing, and the yell followed immediately. Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, I couldn't even finish the sneeze. It's like whatever position it threw my body into, it just like snapped into that.
Like, yo, fuck this sneeze. Yeah, whatever's like, in my nose will stay.
And it's just, you know, you can't scream out loud. I mean, I guess you can, but it's not ideal in public. So, nah, man, yo. So other than that, I ended up doing what I had to do, bro. And it's fucked up. I just was just limping the whole day, but I made it back home. It's all good. So yeah, my watch moment was just like, I sneezed and I threw my back out. So, some old nigga shit. And some shit you see on TV, like one of those 90s sitcoms where like...
They go to commercial break right after they play some dramatic music.
Yeah, some saxophone.
Yeah. A la Family Matters. I saw some shit on Twitter where it was talking about like, Carl Winslow is the most underappreciated dad in like sitcom history. I think you might be right. Al Bundy's probably a close second, but Carl Winslow was putting his life on the line a lot. Harriet ain't never give him sexy energy, ever. Like, Harriet had all them wool skirts and pleated blouses.
I don't even want to talk down on Harriet because she might be dead.
But, no, I don't think she's dead.
I'm going to just say she is, just to be safe.
But, that's terrible. Now she might be, based on your track record.
Nah, man.
Drafting somebody dead and they still be alive a week later.
Dead.
Kid Bucket.
Nah, I don't know, man. I hate when niggas say shit like that, bro. That's some shit that you only hear about black dads. He's underappreciated. Nigga, he was on a sitcom. What the fuck? He got paid. fuck else did he need?
they respect Carl like they should, man.
This nigga's out here really being underappreciated in real life, like your cashier at your local grocery store or some shit. Yep. Y'all out here making whole blogs for some fictional character. Thanks, internet. Fuck, man. Yeah, what about your trash man? When's the last time you tipped him?
Man, you can't meme a trash man. That's just not hot. Don't nobody give a fuck what DeMario doing. Nah, I'm saying, that's no disrespect, man. I'm sure DeMario probably got, you know.
Niggas really die on like trash trucks and shit. Like, that's like the third most dangerous job in the United States. It's fucked up.
Why don't they have harnesses, bro?
I don't know. And you would think they don't have them shits, though. You ever seen a fucking sanitation worker?
Probably because it's probably better for them to fall off and just get dragged. Because I'm sure you don't have to have like a lot of experience driving trucks to drive a trash truck. Like, I think it's like somewhere in between box truck and CDL, like having to drive an 18-wheeler.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know the restrictions or the
It seems like some shit they train you to do while you're there. Like, yeah, you ain't drove? No, you don't have a license?
I feel like the driver is probably the one that's like, you know, he's like the boss of the shit. And like, the niggas on the back, like, y'all just like, you know, laborers.
They like foot soldiers.
Yeah. Think like the driver's like the foreman or some shit, and like the other niggas are just general workers. They
jump out boys.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Shout out Carl Winslow too. Yeah. Keep copping it up. I could have swore he was dead too, so I don't know, man.
Damn, bro.
Maybe I'm just thinking about Uncle Phil, man. Like, I could have swore both of them died. I know Uncle Phil passed. R.I.P. Uncle Phil. I don't remember his name, but shout out Carl Winslow. I guess we'll get into the topics.
My wash moment.
Oh, I thought you did that already. My bad.
Mm-mm. No, I think I might have referenced something being washed. Yeah, you know, you did. Just staying on brand. My wash moment ain't nothing crazy. I almost got into a fight with one of my high school friends. And it was something stupid. Like, it was really like a sitcom moment. We had water balloons. So they had this big water slide out there. We making water balloons for the kids. Like, my homeboy Hakeem is standing there by the door, and he's just kind of watching, like, all the kids run around. And, like, he's standing really still. Like, you know how niggas stand when they see a dog, and the dog see them, and they don't know, like, if the dog's friendly. So he's like, yo, I don't know if I want to run. Like, he had that type of energy. I'm looking at him standing there, staring at all the kids with these water balloons wide-eyed, and I realize this thing got on all white. Some Italian sneaker and shit. I'm like, oh, this nigga not trying to get wet.
Pause.
Pause. I also got paused by an 11-year-old, and that was probably the most washed of that whole night. And I felt, this nigga paused me. And King was standing there after this incident happened. I was like, yeah, dapped him up. I was like, yeah, man, always. when in doubt. Like, man, this thing caught me slipping. But anyway, man, Keem standing there by the door. We filling up water balloons. We give them to the kids. And the same 11-year-old, my homeboy Marcus' son, he proceeds to take the water balloon I just gave him and throw it at me. And I'm thinking to myself, like, he's the oldest one out there. I'm thinking to myself, like, man.
Oh, suck ass nigga.
Yeah, you a child, man. Like, but you at an age where I'm looking at you like I could punch you in the chest and it'd be all right. Like, nobody would bat an eye. Like, you just got hit in the chest. Even if you cried. Like, if you cried, you too old to be crying. Like, what are you doing? You play stupid games, you won a stupid prize. I'll punch you in your chest. But, you know, this is my first time meeting the kid. Like, he's just trying me. So I was like, all right, we'll keep it in good fun. So I'm passing out water balloons. I was like, bro, I got one for you. I got something for you. So I get a water balloon, and I like, take one of his and, like, tried to mush it in his face, and he ran off. And so as he's running off, I took the other one out of his hand, and I went to throw it, and I swear I seen it in slow motion. He runs behind Keem. Like, Keem is facing him, and as he runs in front of him, that's Keem turns around, and the water balloon just hit it. Bow! Luckily, he ain't see who threw it initially, so I had time to go in the house, but like, he was really pissed.
Yeah, that was definitely your fault.
Yeah, I mean,
completely your bad.
It was hilarious. But we talked about it afterwards, and I informed him how many childish things he had done, and this was just payback. Like, he owed me at least one, so you had to get this little polo fit wet, bro.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Just, you know, we could die about it. Fuck it. But no, that was my worst moment. Just seeing this nigga, like, really pipe up. And, like, this nigga had the dad face. I don't think my homeboy, I don't think Mac used to being around that many kids at once. Like, outside of, like, family reunion occasions, having a bunch of kids around is really, like, a testament of your patience and skill as far as, like, negotiating conflict. Because you're not going to get anywhere trying to be diplomatic with any age range under, I would say, about 14. Like, because then you can start threatening violence and it just becomes like a negotiation of how bad you want to hurt each other. But, yeah, man, just seeing dad faces, everybody trying to diplomatically talk to kids and get them to do stuff that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was funny, man. I never thought, like, this was us. Like, the age, I think one of his sisters has a child that's like 16. I'm like, you got a 16-year-old. I met you when you were 16. It was really like a head rush, kind of being around people I've known since for that long. But yeah, that was my wash moment.
Yeah, well, all right. That works.
Yeah. Anyway, topics. Let's jump into this Hunter Biden story. I don't even know if it's a story. I just think it's a testament to how good the internet has gotten at editing and adding old hip hop beats to tragic Caucasian moments, bro. Whoever decided to put this montage of clips under 10 Crack Commandments, flawless, bro. Chef kiss. Probably the best drop. Like, if you got the laptop first.
Try a little beat. You should use bass for your face. But yeah, man. Hunter Biden, man, it's definitely a testament to white privilege. Malia and one of them motherfuckers just was smoking weed or some shit. And it was like a whole thing. And it was like in a place where it was legal.
Yeah.
And it was like a big news story.
They trip about them smoking cigarettes. You trip about Obama smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. We got a whole crackhead and shit.
Still showing you coke. He arguing with prostitutes. He borrowing money from his pops.
And this nigga really, he had cooked crack. Like, it was really cooked. Like, my nigga, like, that's
glass
that's,
dicks.
That's wild. Like, to have that in 2022 or whatever, 23 or whatever year we in. That's some wild shit, bro. Just to have it. Like, where did you even get that from, bro?
In Russia with Russian prostitutes arguing about cocaine.
Yeah, he's a wild boy. Putting on scale and shit. I'm really speechless, man. I don't know, man. Shout out Joey B, man. It's unfortunate. But I'm sure you put plenty of niggas in jail for no reason. So you know, as they say, man, sometimes the chickens come home and they're crackheads.
Sometimes the crackheads come home.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. So I just think they, you know, these chickens come home to roost, man. Sorry. Like, when they put the side-by-side of him talking about all the drug laws, and then it's like fucking Hunter Biden just fucking weighing up coke and arguing with prostitutes on the other side. Like, the one I seen was like a split screen, and like, that was wild, bro. You really got his dad on one side talking about the drug laws, how much this much of cocaine will get you 20 years or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And they show you a scale.
Nigga, with the triple the amount, nigga, just on one night, nigga. Like, so... Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. It really amazes me how, like, the dichotomy of politics can be. Because I remember hearing about, was it Roger? I think his name, Roger Clinton? I believe that's his name. But that's Bill Clinton's brother. And he was, like, kind of a piece of shit. I don't really know the details of his life, but he's had a very, very, very messy life. And when you really get into, like, politicians' kids and brothers and family and shit, you find some shit, man. It's a lot of crazy shit. Yeah. Also, like Billy Bear, Billy Bush. Was it Billy Bush? Nah, Billy. I think might have been Billy Bush, but one of the president's brothers had a. Oh, I think it was Billy Carter. Jimmy Carter's brother had his own beer in the '70s called Billy Bear. Yeah, yeah, they're still, like, on Amazon and eBay and shit. But, yeah, man, President's brothers and kids, they be on some wild shit for the most part, bro. I don't know where Chelsea is, but shout out Chelsea Clinton.
She's staying low.
Yeah, yeah, she stayed the fuck out the way, bro. We ain't seen her in at least 20, 30 years.
She might not be alive, man.
Might not, bro. Yeah, like,
I don't know what she looked like.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think it's good. Like, I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for her to be dead or alive.
If the information crossed my path, I might text based off us having this conversation. Hopefully the universe will bring the information to me. Or not. Like, I might not give a fuck.
Yeah. I wonder if she's fat now. All right, that has nothing to do with nothing.
That's gonna get us canceled.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I just feel like she's a big girl.
Chelsea. Probably, what if she was in the Chelsea what if she was in one of them videos with Hunter Biden, bro? That would explain a lot.
That would be crazy. But nah, Chelsea seemed like she had her head on her shoulders. She seemed like she was one of the... I'm not even going to say anymore, man. so many jokes to be made.
Go ahead, get it out.
Nah, it's cool, bro. Last motherfucker that talked crazy about motherfuckers in the DNC, bro, was dead. Shit, so, Julian Assange or some shit. Shout out to him, man. Yeah. But yeah, I ain't fucking around with them niggas, man. We ain't seen Bernie in months. I don't know where that nigga is. But either way, shout out Hunter Biden. What else we got?
Conway and Funk Flex.
Oh, yeah, let's get into it.
Entered a slight beef. We got a clip of Conway's debate as far as New York music and his debate with Hot 97.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Conway decided to weigh in about his thoughts on gatekeepers and the New York City music scene, I guess. So, without further ado, I guess we'll get into what Conway had to say about Funkmaster Flex.
Like, New York and shit, my opinion, man, y'all gotta get them old niggas about the way, like Flex and them niggas, man. You know what I mean? Them gatekeepers that y'all got up there, man, that's trying to dictate, like, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Good thing I don't need y'all niggas, because if I needed y'all niggas would be fake stifling my growth. Y'all don't play my shit. Sus One, you got on Wendy Williams show, nigga, on primetime TV, nigga. And, like, say what you said. Flex, every chance you get. You said that. You got to stand on that. Which, you didn't, like... shit on us. Like, I want to make that clear. Goof, you know what I'm saying? So what I told you when I sang, like, oh shit, he ain't saying nothing wrong. Shit, that ain't his motion. He don't listen to that shit.
All right. So yeah, man. Basically Conway, as you heard in the clip, he's just talking about how gatekeepers ain't really fucking with the new artists, and he feels like they're not really outside like that. Which brought me back to another clip. I don't know if you sent it to me or maybe I just saw it randomly on Twitter, but it was Nas in like might have been 2002.
Yeah, I'm talking about Flex.
Talking about Flex, talking, you know, like the infamous interview where he kind of shits on Nori and Cameron. What he's talking about, they just, I don't know what the fuck they playing, bro. These niggas don't say nothing in their raps. Like, music is dead, blah, blah, blah. And he was kind of went on the same, a very similar rant to what Kanye was saying about Funk Flex. And this is basically 20 years ago. And you know, see the sentiments repeated. There's something to be said about that. You know what I mean? I'm not a New York artist, so I can't really have the biggest opinion on it. But if we're doing like, you know, if we're comparing, I mean, there's gatekeepers and everything.
I think it's almost like politics. Like, you watching the Supreme Court of Hip Hop, like, try to make sure they have lifetime seats. And it ain't got to be that way. I think one of the things I will give to Charlamagne's credit, even though I don't necessarily co-sign all the things that he's brought to the table, but his relationship bears fruit. There are a bunch of people who have careers based off of working with him or the Breakfast Club. You can't say the same thing about Hot 97. Like, they don't have a whole lot of offshoots. Rosenberg have been there for years. Ebro's name is Old Man Ebro.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? Vicky Styles, or I don't even remember when she got there, but I know she's been there for a minute now. Like, I remember all the big interviews that I remember, the Trinidad James interview that they did, the Kodak Black interview that they did. Like, all those were like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
If not more.
I mean, from what I know about New York radio, they seem to have the same DJs for at least the last 10 to 15 years. But the same thing could be said about Atlanta. I mean, you know, I don't want to call no names because we're here, but it's some DJs that's been on the radio since I've literally been 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been on the radio for 30 years, bro. Like, we kind of need to let this shit go.
And there is a hierarchy of, and I think that's controlled by like a lot of PDs, because I think that's what another part of the Conway argument was. Like, I got these old PDs in there playing the same shit when it's all this music in New York that y'all just don't tap into. Like, y'all may play Pop Smoke or 5-Year Form, but, you know, these niggas got work with 50 or, like, work with Kanye. It's an easy jump for you to do that. And that's why, like, some artists stay where they at and make their bread independently, and then other artists end up going mainstream and they get, like, Drake-type fame.
Yeah.
But it's a...
Shout out Benny. I guess that song's never coming out.
Yeah,
there was a reported Drake and Benny the Butcher song, but it was,
I don't know.
That was at least 2 years ago, and that shit ain't dropped yet.
I don't know if I wanted it. I think
I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah. It sounds exactly how you think it would sound.
All right.
It sounds like a Griselda song with Drake on it. Drake did Spaz, but the bar sounded dated now from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
If that was true, so I don't think it's coming out. But yeah. Nah, I'll let you go on. Yeah. It's definitely like a wall that happens, like you said, like when it comes to like reaching that next level of fame, when it comes to those gatekeepers.
Yeah, it just ends up being like who you know type thing. And I think that's what Conway's argument is, because it's not a real recognition of like talent or the people who are actually making waves out there. But it is a game. Like, it's a game you got to play. And having to do that does feel unfair when you see other people come up there and kind of get their shit off. Like, anytime me come up there, like, it's 1,000 people in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he show favoritism. And that's cool if that's what you want to do, but don't show favoritism if you're going to have an open forum where rappers come up there and they perform. Like,
I don't know, but the idea of an open forum, I mean, what's open? It's not like niggas off the street just can come in there and rhyme. So like,
no, not like that.
So vantage points to me are just an interesting idea. Like, yeah, from your vantage point, you know what I'm saying? No salt to Conway. I don't know that nigga. But from his vantage point, it's like, oh yeah, Funk Master Flex, he's stopping me from getting to the next level. But it's some nigga that's like, damn, bro, if I could just get on Flex, or like if I just knew Flex.
And that's the part of it I'd fuck with.
I'd feel like I was on that level. Because they've been on Funk Master Flex
before.
Yeah.
And I think the argument is like, anytime I try to live by this rule of thumb, if I feel some type of way, I usually don't respond. Like, because if it's really like a big deal, I'm gonna say it instinctively, like with however I feel. Like, if I feel disrespected or I feel like some unfair has happened, like, I'm gonna call it. But if it's just like one thing I gotta think about in the moment, I'll just be like, all right, man. If anything, I just don't have to fuck with this nigga no more.
Yeah.
So they claim it's a situation where they went to Flex and this nigga was just kind of dry. Like, they felt some type of way because he wasn't giving them like you know, like flex energy.
Yeah, New York. Yeah. I'm rooting for you energy.
Right. Yeah. And to a nigga from, it seemed emotional because to a nigga from Buffalo, if like that could mean a lot. Like, not saying that that's how they feel, but you know, from the outside perspective, anybody be like, well, especially niggas from the city. Like, I seen a Math Hoffa podcast clip where some nigga on there spazzing about, like, Buffalo was not New York. These niggas want to get played. They need to talk to they niggas, the PDs in they city. Or hit the road, go down south, see if they'll play your shit, nigga. But we going to play the shit that we want to play here. And I'm thinking to myself, like, man, like, you so angry. That shit seems so aggressive. Like, it's always, like, New York niggas that try to gatekeep rap itself. And it ain't even... You don't have to do that. Because if you have some hot shit, it will cut through. And that's what they saying. Like, that shit gonna cut through just
because. But it is cutting through. That's the thing, though.
Like, and I think that's the thing that Conway... I think the nigga...
I mean, he said it himself. He's like, yo, I don't need flex.
I think this nigga be drinking and get on live and have sober thoughts. It don't seem like... Cause it kind of, I ain't gonna say it was out of nowhere, cause I don't know what was going on, but
I mean, Conway's infamous for his lives and doing and saying shit that may or may not be questionable to someone.
I think he's just
not
one
in
of
his camp, so I don't know what.
I just
y'all
think he wanted people to speak, and then have to, you know. I ain't even saying he gonna clean it up. Let me not say nothing, like, cause I don't know what he meant. He probably meant every word of it, but the prior situations, like him talking about Griselda breaking up, like, it just be phrased bad. Like, it be phrased bad.
Yeah. I mean, even when he was speaking on the situation with him and Kanye. Conway was speaking on the situation with him and West Side Gunn as far as, like, the money thing is concerned. And, yeah, I don't think that was necessarily the best look. But, yeah, like, I feel like Conway's pretty infamous with his rants. Yeah, man. Conway, you eating, bro. Like, nigga complaining with a diamond chain around his neck, man. It's,
man, you got pictures with hoes, man.
Yeah, you good, dog. Like, if your bills ain't being paid, nigga stopping you from paying your rent.
Yeah.
You fix your budget. Just change your budget, dog. Like, maybe you're just spending too much money.
Funk Flex. If Funk Flex ain't really the pinnacle, like, why you want to be around a nigga anyway?
Like, and even if he is, I mean, so what, man? Like, it just is what it is. Like, I just think people get a little bit... I mean, I understand you wanted to break through to get to the next level. That's admirable.
And I feel that you campaigning for DJs, but they got to back you up. Like, if none of them DJs was tapping in and, like, pressing their line about you saying what you said about Flex, then it kind of leave you high and dry. Like, it leave you high and dry. And I'm not saying he wrong for what he said, but it's going to... Just in the court of public opinion, that shit going to make him look salty.
Yeah,
ain't gotta do shit. He's gonna drop bombs.
Yeah, I just think
slick shit.
I just think it's always cool to be thankful for where you at. You know, especially you're blessed to be where Conway is and on the top tier of rap. Because I mean, at the end of the day, man, when people talk lyricists and shit, they bring Conway's name up. I think
definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, especially if we're talking Griselda. He outside of Westside, man. Like, I know all them niggas can rap, but Conway different. Conway really different.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, outside of Griselda, I think he's respected in rap circles. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the only thing that matters at the end of the day. Like, ideally, every DJ would be on your side and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I get it, man. Like, I can get both sides. Like, even when I was looking at the Nas clip, it's like, I get it. Because Nas was in a position where it's like, nigga, you nasty Nas, bro. What are you complaining about? But at the same time, I could get maybe being home in your home city and maybe your record ain't getting spun there. And you're just like, man, what the fuck, man? They playing everybody else shit but mine. And we got a buzz, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, so what, man? At the end of the day, you worked yourself into a position where you even know Flex and it's even a question about him playing your record. That's a beautiful position to be in, you know. So, I don't know, man. Shout out Conway. Hope y'all figure that shit out.
Man, bang your set, man.
Yeah. Shout out Flex and his dyed beard.
Flex sweat and that beard is all on the shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a little joint they posted. It was like little shit where you spray paint it.
Yeah, he had
the outline.
He had
the
basic spray paint beard.
Yeah. They just posted memes about this nigga. So I don't know, man. I would say it was just a drunken clip, but I mean, I seen days later, this nigga still posting jokes and shit about this nigga. So I don't know. I feel like he probably didn't mean it, like you said. So it is what it is.
I don't know where this ends up. Like, this, I think this is gonna be one of those rap stories that just kind of stands in obscurity after it's all said and done. Like, they're gonna do an interview, they're gonna kind of talk about it, and then it's gonna blow over completely.
I mean, one thing everybody always be saying is like, yo, these niggas love wrestling, bro. They just like the drama of shit. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that could be one too, man. With
that's a Law and Order connection right there.
Yeah, like how you know, wrestling is good at that, and it's a good way to keep your name in on the lips of tastemakers and shit. So I mean, I guess it works. We talking about him now, so shout out Conway, it works, bro. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
LeBron playing in the Drew League.
Oh, yeah. Shout out LeBron.
Shout out DeMar DeRozan, too.
Oh, yeah. And the others that played.
Well, I think they were the only two NBA players. But, yeah, shout out everybody else. I seen it's a clip. It's another meme of that nigga. I think his name is Dwight. Anyway, shout out to you, whoever was guarding LeBron.
Might have been D. Wright.
D. Wright. You're right.
Something. Like, it might have been his Twitter. I saw everybody posting his Twitter, like, I guess LeBron did him dirty, but it's like, it's fucking LeBron, bro. Yeah, I mean, he had some old tweets about, you know, LeBron losing in the finals or some shit. Like, bro, when it come back to bite your ass. It's like, I mean, it's LeBron James, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck?
Everybody's like, got an opinion, bro.
Like, it's like, if you find an old tweet from me saying like, yo, can't believe the Bulls lost the finals and shit. Fuck Michael Jordan. Like, and this nigga beats me one-on-one. Like, I don't really feel bad, like, about either thing that happened. Like, people trying to shame this nigga for getting killed by the best basketball player on earth.
He said he had 20 points. He put up numbers. Like, he wasn't no slouch.
I mean, LeBron had, like, 60 that game or some shit. I might have 50, but, you know. Like, they're showing all these moves, LeBron doing this nigga. It's just like, all right, man. Like, he's just some random nigga, bro.
That shit did feel like the Harlem Globetrotters a little bit. Like, I'm watching, I'm like, yo, this shit is hard, but this is just the evolution of N1. Like, I see them getting more technical with it, but all the fanfare is just that lineage of like Rucker Park NBA players coming out and showing out just to show
them, like, yo, you know what I mean, be a little bit closer to touch. I respect it because it's like certain NBA fans may not ever get a chance to see LeBron and shit like that. So places like the Drew League and shit, yeah, it's like your chance to be up close and personal. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure those tickets are way cheaper than like going to try to see the Lakers play, you know. So I definitely respect players that do that. Shout out Kyrie. He was supposed to play, but he didn't end up playing. But I think he was in attendance, if I was reading correctly. But yeah, shout out everybody that played. Like you said, man, it's good old fashioned basketball. I'm not mad at it. It's cool. Mm. I always be thinking like, what happens when a nigga gets hurt out there?
That was the first thing I thought. Because DeMar DeRozan was about to scrap with a nigga out there that he was playing up against. But shit like that is just, I think it's all a show anyway. Because they know that. Like, I think that's part of the reason we watch. Because we kind of waiting to see.
I can't even lie. I played with an NBA player one time. Well, not played with him, but like shot around with the nigga. And I wasn't that impressed, bro. But hey, man.
Say names.
Nah. Shout out Duke. Shout out to Duke. Nah, man.
Christian Laettner, we see you, bro.
Nah, he was black. First of all, this nigga's not even as tall as he's listed. He's listed at 6'4". I was taller than this nigga, man. That's why I'm like, bro, I always be telling niggas NBA heights are bullshit. Like, niggas are not that height. Like, they're always probably a good 4 or 5.
7'10".
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I think it was listed at 6'4", but like, how am I taller than you, bro? Like, I rate myself maybe 6'1" on a good day, nigga. I'm not, yeah, how the fuck are you 6'4"? I'm looking over you, bro. It was like a shoulder over this nigga. I'm like, yo, this nigga, this is wild. But shout out Duke. he doesn't have a championship ring, but he did play in one. So, yeah, I felt like I was shooting better than this nigga, man. But hey, that's just my ego talking, bro. Back in my heyday. But yeah, man. shout out to the Drew League, man.
I need to know who this is off pod.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think.
Call this nigga out, man. Nah.
Last topic we got. Well, not even last topic. It's really a fluff topic, man. Because I don't know how much I care about racist costume Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
So Sesame Place has been under scrutiny for apparently like having the characters or performers ignore black kids. That's the and as crazy as that sounds, that's really the only way to say it, because it just looks like they're ignoring them. Like one of them got a snuffleupagus or whatever the fuck them shits is, like pushing a little kid down, just ran up on him like he wanted smoke. Like he did the whole little skip with his hands to his side. Like,
and shout out to everybody that's against racism. I mean, myself included. But you gotta admit, man, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just the image. I mean, it's not funny for the kid or the parent.
Just push the child down.
But just put that in a vacuum, like on a situation comedy, situational comedy, man, a sitcom and shit. That picture of Elmo pushing a random young nigga down, bro, hilarious. But anyway,
it almost looks like. It looks like a dramatization of something that was happening in a movie. Like, it's so hilarious because they're filming it and you see it on their phone. And
it's so you other, get mad at a nigga in
it's
the costume,
other people
bro.
Filming it. Yeah, it is set. It's summertime. It's July, nigga. Yeah. He don't want to hug everybody.
Yeah, probably hot as fuck in that costume. I mean, and it's. I mean, it might be some racist.
And it may be. It may be just like the same one in a different outfit. Like, I
possibly
bet
too.
Yeah. It's like, yo, I'm swapping it out, and I'm gonna be racist, Gonzo today.
Yeah, yeah. Which is still, like I said, in a vacuum, hilarious.
I'm giving Muppets. These are Sesame Street characters, huh?
We gotta run. Yeah. Gonzo was a Muppet.
Bro, he made guest appearances.
Yeah, he was a Muppet baby, bro. Yeah. Shout out Gonzo.
Yeah, because Kermit was on Sesame. Kermit Frog was on Sesame Street, right?
He was.
See that?
You're right.
Yeah, Miss Piggy too.
You're right. I never really thought about them as a spinoff of Sesame Street, but I guess so, huh? Look at that. We
do
uncover
Googles,
some shit,
man.
Bro. Yeah. Muppet Babies, Sesame Street.
Muppet Babies was lit, man.
Yeah. That was the shit, bro. Yeah.
That shit would never happen at Muppet Land. Sesame Street, y'all got shit fucked up.
Another. Miss Piggy joke that I'm not allowed to say in the podcast. Leave it there.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any take. I don't think I'm going to be picketing Sesame Place, but I also don't think I'm going to go there. Like, just stop going there if you black. Like, don't.
Yeah, man. We ain't really got to change everything.
Yeah, I don't think this is one of those hills I'm trying to die on.
It's just like, all right, man, whatever, man.
Them niggas in stuffed costumes don't want to fuck with them kids. Don't make them. Like, stop putting your kids out there to be pushed and ignored.
Man. If it wasn't so funny, I would really feel worse for it. But it's like, man, that kid would be all right, man.
You making them hug a fictional character. You don't know who this person is. Think about what type of environment you'd be in. Like, you're making your child go hug a stranger in a grocery store.
There's not a lot of places you would do that.
There's no other place on earth that you would do that other than, like, Disneyland or, like, go hug it.
Some weirdo like that may not been arrested for his child weird shit that he's got.
What's your
going?
Background look like in order to get in the suit and walk around and hug children?
Yeah, not every weirdo's been caught too, man. So like, I mean, think about that when you just send your kid just to go hug some random nigga, like,
especially in Florida. Anywhere in Florida,
like, your kid could be his first crime. He may have a clean background
or next.
Yeah. Hey. So, yeah, shout out to Elmo and your weird ass, man. Fucking working at a kid's place and don't want to hug kids for it, nigga.
Shit don't make no sense, man.
Yeah, parents, man, get a life, too. Yeah, what the fuck y'all doing recording this type of shit, man? It's just a funny story you tell to friends, bro. Like, that's what I miss about, like, stories are dead nowadays because everybody films everything. Like, no one knows how to tell a good story, bro. Like, that's one of those things that's going to die in a good 10 to 15 years. If it's not already dead, it's just like, yo, we don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just some shit. You'd be like, bro, Elmo walked up to this nigga and just shoot him away.
Mushed the baby right in the face. He was in a stroller. He didn't even reach for him. He was asleep. He mushed a sleeping baby on his way to Oscar the Grouch's King, bro.
Like, laws, he didn't hurt nobody, man. You just chalk it up. It's like, you know, life's comedy, bro. Life's a comedy, man. You just got punchlined.
Yeah. I mean, and to be honest with you, they've had it rough in all sorts of entertainment. Like, you think about all the times where Chuck E. Cheese then got beat the fuck up in some movie. Like,
they're
looked at as the lowest rank of theme park attendant.
Yeah. No one ever respects the guy in the costume. It's so, like, yeah, fuck this guy. Like, and the moment he don't do what the fuck you want him to do, now it's a problem. But it's facts. Like,
that nigga got kids of his own he can't hug.
Yeah.
And he out here hugging yours.
Yeah. This nigga probably got an ex-wife. He's probably divorced. Probably lives in some shitty apartment.
How much do you think that check looked like? Like, what does it look like?
Get home eating hot dogs for dinner and shit. Like,
he got to wear the suit home because he ain't got no more pants.
Back to my pants argument.
See?
But yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to Sesame Place. What's crazy is I didn't even know that shit existed until I saw
I think it's probably part of Universal Studios. Like, it's gotta be.
Yeah, it must be.
Because it looked extensive.
It definitely did. Like, they had the whole walkway and parade area and shit. So, this must be some shit, Greg. But, you know.
I know. This is like the second time a theme park has been in the news for, like crazy security activities or, like, negligence or apparently baby abuse.
Yeah.
But I know at Disneyland they were saying like you can't take pictures in front of like the castle. Like, I think somebody was trying to propose in front of it and like security ran up there and broke it up.
Oh shit.
In the middle of their proposal.
Yeah, that it's probably like the Eiffel Tower or some shit.
You can't take pictures in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, it's probably like that image is owned by somebody and you're not allowed to reproduce it. Which is crazy. I can see that because that's always the first thing you see at Disneyland, like that image of the fucking shit in the background and the magic. That's the whole idea of fucking Disneyland or Disney World or whatever. But yeah, I guess.
Fuck Sesame Place, man.
Since you said fuck Sesame Place, you got anything else?
Top five movies. We
can say that shit, man.
You want to save it?
Yeah. We got enough. We almost at an hour now. We good.
All right.
Let's just do what we've been watching and listen to.
What have I been watching? Nothing. I've been watching the same shit. Still watching.
We can give y'all the top five black movies soon. Y'all get it. Y'all got enough content for today, man. We'll say that shit for another day. But yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
Same shit. I still been watching The Old Man. That's a movie I seen recently. I can't recall. How good it's doing me. Bob's Burgers. I watched the Bob's Burgers.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that. It's crazy. Yeah. How was it?
It was good. I haven't finished the very end of it, but I was sitting there watching it with my daughter today. She's a big Bob's Burgers fan, so.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest one, but it's fine.
I think it's, I fuck with it. I was talking to Chop, like, I don't know if you remember the Sneeze cartoon. The sneakerhead cartoon they used to put on Twitter. Like, it used to be like every so often they do a release.
Possibly.
All right. Anyway, I wish I knew his name, but the artist for the Sneeze comic went on to do Bob's Burgers, and I think he's like the head illustrator now. So when you look back at the animation, it's very similar, especially with the kids. All the kids look like characters that they drew. That they drew in the Sneeze cartoon. Excuse me. They used to be published on the Shoe Game, back in the day.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I watched Bob's Burgers. Podcast that I've listened to, Joe Rogan and Tom Segura. They had a funny little rant about fat supermodels. I listened to Crime and Sports.
Hey there, listeners.
This is Gervonta Davis, not the Gervonta Davis one, the something Madonna's.
He's the king of playing other people's podcasts on ours.
Yeah, they ads too. All the shit to make their money.
Oh yeah, I listened to the Adonis joint. Yeah, that shit was wild, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you can't trust a nigga named Adonis, bro.
Yeah, that shit was like, I was like, is this fucking Rocky Six? Yeah, Creed 11.
I'm definitely gonna listen to the joint that just dropped today. Shout out to Crime and Sports.
Yeah, it's Gervonta Davis, I think.
Nah, today dropped Gerald Perry.
Oh.
Nah, I wouldn't listen to Gervonta Davis. You know that. Never mind. They might come find me.
Could be in the city, boy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to shoot that nigga. And then.
But we're going to put a domestic violence number at the end of this episode.
So you got outreach. What else have I been listening to? Music-wise, I went back on Karungabin. I've been listening to Seaside with him and Leon Bridges off the Texas Sun album. Or EP. I'm not going to struggle to say the name. The second album.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And then The Hostel Cielo. I remember that one because the album's so good. But it's just it's a collection of their songs that they did dubbed. And I've mentioned this 1,000 times on this podcast. But yeah, man, one more time. What else? What else? Still Hazard Pay, JPEG Mafia. Let's see. I've been watching a lot of my shit through YouTube. I'm gonna go through my history. Unfortunately, it's all my daughter's activity.
Shout out to Austin.
Yeah, man. There's a cat from Rochester, man, that I've been watching his YouTube, or excuse me, his Instagram. Flames.Malik. Shout out Flames.Malik. He's an artist out of Rochester. Really reminds me of like what I appreciated about Enes and a lot of the shit that I remember post making the band. All the shit that he was doing with like Ninth. You see him on Smack DVDs. Shout out to a callback from Shout out International P from the last episode. We were talking about Smack back in the day. But that era of Smack, like, I like rappers who do that style of rap effectively.
Yeah, I really fucked with his Ninth Wonder album back in the day.
Yep. But Malik Dot Flames, I haven't gotten into any of your music yet, but the freestyle shit, definitely quality. I don't necessarily know how to describe it. It's hard though, man. I can't think of anybody he reminds me of, but it gives me a feel like Philly rap, like that whole like era where you see 11 niggas standing outside, so cold you can see their breath, and one of them got on a t-shirt. And everybody just rapping to somebody's car stereo. And that's usually what he's sitting inside of a car, beat playing, just rapping out, a la Corey Gunn, Smack DVD air. But yeah, music, it's really it, man. I ain't really listening to shit else. Yeah, it's on you.
Okay, cool. That works. As far as what I've been watching, it's really been a slow week entertainment-wise. Which is cool, man. Sometimes you just need a break from screens. But what I have been watching... I've been watching this Dateline shit. I sound like an old nigga. That should have been my watch moment. But it's called The Last Day. It's just about like what happened on the last day. Niggas getting murdered and shit. I'm slowly turning into a bad bitch or some shit. But I'm sitting at home watching crime documentaries all day and shit. So shout out to that... I think that's pretty much it. As far as movies/docs, I think I talked about the Victoria's Secret shit already. And I think that's it. Yeah, Girl in the Picture. Watch that. Finally finished that. It's really sad. The Future Of. Basically talks about the future of like random topics. So they have a future of dogs, future of dating. Talks about like dating apps and shit and where it might go in the next 50 years, all that shit. Houseplants, gaming, space vacations, and randomly cheeseburgers. But yeah, just talk about the future of random topics. And they sew it into all kind of cool shit. I thought that shit was very interesting. As far as podcasts is concerned, I've listened to Crime and Sports like we just talked about. I just listened to the Dana Stubblefield episode again. I grew up in the 90s. Dana Stubblefield played for the Niners. He was pretty big. But crazy dude, bro. It's crazy motherfucker. And I listened to Willie the Cannon Shannon, episode 257. Smoking and cursing, drinking and murdering. So shout out to Willie Cannon, or maybe not, bro, because he was a wild nigga. I also learned that Montana means mountain. I don't know why I never knew that, but hey, man, you're
makes
welcome.
Sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so French mountain. Shout out to French mountain.
Yeah, Grand Tetons.
Yeah. But other podcasts. I set my phone down like I was done. Oh, The Low Post. Always listen to The Low Post. Shout out to Zach Lowe. My guy, as far as the NBA news, he's always got some good shit going. Open Floor, that is the Sports Illustrated podcast, basketball pod. Rice to Ricky Sanchez, this is my Sixers pod. It's off season, but, you know, I love some good Sixers talk. And I heard him say that, yo, like, you're not a real Sixers fan if you call them the 76ers. I was like, you know what? You're right, bro. Because we don't call them the 76ers, bro. We call them the Sixers. But anyway, Drink Champs, I listened to the Trina episode. It was fine. Knuckleheads, they did a live on location. They actually did a Twitter space joint, which is pretty cool. So it was cool to listen to that live and then go back listen to it as a pod. Black on Purpose, as always. the Ryan Rosillo Pod, another good sports podcast for anybody that just needs some entertainment as far as the summer goes. I know it's a lull that happens during the summer when all the sports are dead and we're just looking for shit to do. So those podcasts I'd recommend. I did podcasts, I did movies, and oh, music. So as far as music goes, just listen to a lot of old shit. Drake landed, Dark Lane demo tapes. Drake, Certified Lover Boy, Call Me If You Get Lost, Donda, Tana Talk 4, shout out to Benny Butcher. Still haven't touched the Kendrick yet, but it's definitely, I'm definitely been eyeing it. And it's almost dry, Pusha T. Oh, a new joint I just discovered, shout out to, damn, I gotta find this guy, he was really dope. Fuck. Well, all right, bro. Well, never mind. Sorry, guys.
Shout out to you, bro.
Damn. I really want to find this nigga. Shit. Oh, okay. Yeah, Steve Monite. His name is Steve Monite. The song's called Only You. This shit dropped like in the 70s or some shit, but it's really dope. Yeah, definitely a little dope joint somebody put me on to recently. So shout out Steve Monite, Only You. Look it up on all your Spotify's and titles and iTunes musics. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. I guess we are washed, never washed up. You got anything else?
Nope, washed, never washed up. Like, yeah. Subscribe, share.
Do that, do that. This was episode 94, Spirit of 94.
Yeah, Spirit of 94.
Yep.
Y'all stay black.
Yep.